You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Teen Mom 2 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Teen Mom 2 After Show.
Hooray! Welcome, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Teen Mom. Doesn't matter which season, doesn't matter which episode, because all we know is it's the last one. It's over, and I'm going to forego the normal stuff that we do in the beginning because we have a very special guest on the line. Everybody, we've got, say hello to Macy Bookout, one of the Teen Moms. Hello, Macy.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
Hi.
Good. Now, in the studio real quick, you've got me, Ed, the host, and co-hosts are Annie, Crystal, and Isabel. And you know what? We're going to jump right in and ask you a couple questions because we only have you for a few minutes. First of all...
Okay, great.
Oh, my goodness. It's over. I mean, are you feeling relieved? How are you feeling right now?
Honestly, like, while the season was airing, it was very bittersweet. You know, I was excited because our season was airing, but at the same time, you know, I was sad because it was over. But honestly, when the last episode aired at the end, when they showed the flashbacks, I was just like, it kind of just hit my heart, like, really bad. I mean, it's like closing a chapter in a very important chapter of my life, really. So, I mean, there's so many emotions, I can't even explain it.
So you, because I saw some tweets, so you were sitting there watching the show as it was going on at, well, it would be 7 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock East Coast time. You were watching the first broadcast of the show, sitting there watching it, yeah?
Yeah, I was watching it, and, you know, the whole episode was really good because it was our final episode ever, and, I mean, like I said, it didn't really hit me until the very end, you know, the last 10 minutes they showed flashbacks from, you know, the very beginning of 16 and pregnant for all the girls, and, I mean, it really, you know, struck a chord with me. It was kind of crazy. I don't think it's actually even hit me yet, but I mean, those flashbacks are pretty hard to watch.
If you had to choose if you were like happy or sad that it's all done, which one would you, if you had to pick one?
Probably sad. You know, it's hard to, coming from someone who, like, I'm still live in a small town, I'm just a, you know, typical Southern girl, and for me to think about it as, you know, when I watch shows, for instance, like, I was always into The Hills on MTV, and, you know, when they had their last episode, when it ended the way that I felt, I always think about how my fans feel, and, like, I know that they're so sad because, you know, they're not going to get to see Bentley and stuff, so, I mean, it's been a pretty tough week.
Oh, yeah, I get the feeling that everyone is still completely, I mean, and you can tell from Twitter, you know, everyone is completely interested in what's going on with you and in your life and in Bentley's life. And on that note, we actually have some questions from our co-host here. Crystal, you want to start?
Hey, Macy. So I just want to say thank you so much again for calling in. We're all big fans of you here at AfterBuzz.
Yes.
And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Something that we always talk about is we wonder how the editing portrays each of you realistically, and how would you say MTV did in portraying you as a person throughout the series?
You know, I was always very impressed with the end result of each episode from the very beginning until now. They did a really good job of really showing, you know, what type of person that I am and how my life really is. Obviously, they can't show everything that goes on in an hour-long episode, but they've always done a really good job of portraying everything as real as it is. So, I mean, I've been very impressed with the way that everything has come together.
That's good to hear. I know that we've seen Ryan speak out about how he wasn't as happy with MTV editing his part of the show. So that's nice to hear.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How or do you worry about how Bentley will be affected growing up with all of the cameras around?
I mean, I definitely do worry about it. It was, you know, at the beginning, it was definitely a struggle. And even now, it's still a struggle to think, you know, because since he's older, he's about to be four, he's starting to understand that, you know, he's not just Bentley. He's actually Bentley from Teen Mom. And
oh, yeah.
I've always just thought, you know, I came into this wanting to, you know, make a difference in teen pregnancy. And, you know, I've always kept that the number one priority. And I'm just going to, you know, raise him to know that we did this to help other people and to know that it was a good thing. And, you know, hopefully now that it's over, we can kind of go back a little bit to a normal life and, you know, kind of keep our substance about us. But I'm just going to raise him the way that I was raised and, you know, that we did it for a purpose. And, you know, we really did change a lot of people's lives and really help with the teen pregnancy. So I'm just going to continue to tell him that, and hopefully he'll understand.
That's great.
You know, that reminds me how, you know, I often feel like in reality shows like this, but especially this one, that the camera's there and, you know, it's almost like we're there in a place where we shouldn't be. You know, we're getting to hear things that are really intimate, personal moments that, you know, in your life, Macy. And, but you know what? You're out there. You're out there and, oh my God, I can't imagine what you see on your Twitter every day because it's just like wide open. Do you even know how many tweets you see a day or you get a day?
You know, I don't know how many I see a day. I have a feeling it's in the thousands. I try to look at every single one of them, but at the same time, as much as I love my fans, I've always tried to keep my MTV life very separate from, you know, my regular life. I look at it as, you know, a job. Like, this is my career. This is what I was meant to do to help people.
Right.
And, you know, if one person wants to, you know, say negative things or ugly things to me, that's fine, because I know there are five other girls out there who are going to use protection when they have sex, or five other teen moms out there that are going to go to college because of me. So, you know, it's worth it to help five people and let, you know, one or two people talk nasty to me. I mean, I just keep that very separate and ignore everything as much as I can, and really just try to look at the good in the show and the good at what I'm doing.
No, that's great. You've got to be tough. I can't imagine what it's like to be out there like that. But, I mean, you are definitely, and you get, you know, questions like, you know, you have to get these personal questions. Like, I was looking at one of the questions that Annie wants to ask, and I'm like, man, it's one of those where I just feel like it's not our business. But go ahead, Annie, you can ask. And
okay. Hi, Macy. This is Annie. I just want to tell you that I've been watching 16 and Pregnant since the first season, and you are one of my favorites. And I love the way you were on the show, and you seem very real and very down to earth, and I love that about you. The question that I had, they never really gave us a rundown. I kind of thought it would be like how they do at the end of True Life, where they kind of give you an update of what's going on today.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if Ryan actually pursued the custody battle and what happened with that.
We haven't gone to court or anything yet, and I think it's because after last season, we had let a few months go by where we kind of just kept our distance from each other, and then after that, we've come to a point now to where we've begun to respect each other and trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
You know, even though sometimes we don't get along,
yeah,
and we don't agree on things, we've come to a medium to where we can respect each other and talk about the things that we don't agree on and figure out how to make it fair. And I think now more than ever, he knows he can trust me. As much as I would love to have Bentley all the time,
yeah,
I would never take Bentley away from Ryan, because I wouldn't do that to Bentley. That's not my decision to mm-hmm. do. So we've come to a point where we trust each other, and, you know, we're just trying to continue to move on and respect each other and really think about Bentley first and then try to be fair to each other at the same time.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot on the show. It seems like you try to have, like, mature conversations with him, and I love that you just walk away. Like, when he talks bad to you and disrespects you, you don't even, like, give it any attention. You just walk away, and I'm so, like, proud of you doing that and having other girls see that on TV at home, because they don't probably always follow that example, and it's really good to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've admired that, and we've seen that. Crystal, you can go on with yours.
Yeah, Macy, I'm wondering, looking back throughout 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom, is there anything that you wish you had done differently?
As far as this show goes, there's nothing I would do differently, because when I started it with 16 and Pregnant, when, you know, I sat down and I signed the contract and, you know, was like, okay, I'm going to go for this. I had made a deal with myself that I was going to put it all out there, because I was thinking, okay, you're either going to go big or go home. Like, if you're going to hide stuff or if you're going to fake stuff, don't do this, because that's not going to help anybody. So I've always just laid it all out there. And, you know, there are some things that, you know, I don't agree with now that I did, but at the time it was what I thought was right, and so I did it. And, you know, now I'll look back at certain episodes or certain things that have happened, and I'll say, you know, I shouldn't have dealt with it that way, or I should have done this differently. But, you know, that was a whole part of the deal. Like, I wasn't supposed to make decisions based on what I wanted people to see. I was just going to do things the way that I would do them, no matter what, and just live my life the way that I always would, but everyone would see it.
Yeah.
So that's just what I always did.
That's great. And that was one of my other questions, was how would you say Teen Mom has helped or hindered you as a parent?
You know, as a parent, that's what I mean, is like, I've always kept it separate. It's such a huge part of my life, so it's hard for people to understand how I keep it separate. I guess what I mean is, I've never let the cameras or, you know, the popularity or anything like that alter the way that, you know, I want to parent, or the way I want to live, or the things I want to say, because, you know, I want to be me, and I don't want anything to change me but me. So I've always just kept it separate. I'm just going to do what I want to do, and I know I'm going to make mistakes, and I know people aren't going to agree with me all the time, but, I mean, we're human. Who's alive right now that everyone in the world agrees with everything they do? So I've always just tried to keep it as real as possible.
Yeah. Well, I think you do a great job at doing that. And one more question from me, and I know a lot of fans are wondering the same thing. Can we expect a spinoff for Macy and Bentley?
No.
Well, you know, it's a hard thing to talk about, because, you know, I'll always be a part of the MTV family, obviously. I mean, we've been doing this for 4 years. They grew up with me and my child, so I'll always be a huge part of them, and they'll always be a huge part of our lives. But, you know, it's gotten to a point to where I'm going to have to decide on, you know, what's best for Bentley, because if we continue on with this, there's a big chance that we'll never have normalcy again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's something that I have to think about. You know, if I do a spinoff, is it going to be for entertainment, or is it going to be to continue to help people and help teens and help our generation? And, you know, it's just something that I have to think about, and something that, honestly, you know, I'll have to talk to Bentley about and my parents. And, you know I'll make the right decision, but I haven't made a decision yet. So, I mean, we'll see. I can't say no, and I can't say yes.
Well, it sounds like you've put a lot of thought into that, and that's so, so admirable as a parent, and, again, to all the fans, hopefully listening and watching and hearing this from you. I think it's just really great.
Does Bentley enjoy the cameras? Like, how does he... Is he just kind of used to it at this point because he's just grown up around it, or...?
Yeah, I mean, everyone always says, you know, how does he deal with the cameras? Does he want to play with them and stuff? But I think what people don't understand is that they were there the day he was born.
Yeah.
So his entire life, he honestly thinks that, like, everyone has cameras following them.
Right, like it's a normal thing.
And, you know, he handles the cameras well, and he loves to watch Teen Mom.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't mind the cameras at all. He thinks it's normal. But one thing that honestly does bother him is when we are out in public and we have fans that come and talk to us and ask for pictures and things.
Yeah.
You know, I love to talk to my fans. I love to interact with them and hear their feedback. But Bentley is so, he hates it. Like, people will be like, oh my God, it's Finley. You know, they're in love with him. Mm. And they'll try to talk to him, and he'll just look at them like they're crazy. Get away from me. And that's the only part of it that he really hasn't, I don't think he understands it yet. So that's one of my issues with doing a spinoff. You know, I'm not sure if I want to continue to put him through it, because, you know, even if it's my decision, that doesn't mean it's something he wants to do as well. So
yeah.
Well, Macy, on the note of what Crystal was saying, admirable is what I think we can end this with, and say that I am so impressed that you see this as a job, as a responsibility, and you take it so seriously, because honestly, we've always said that, you know, this show and 16 and Pregnant are the realest reality shows that are out there, simply because you are facing an amazing challenge being so young and having to do all of this that you have to do as far as being a young parent. Just amazing. So thank you so much for taking the time and doing more of your responsibility with us. Your fans are listening to this, and I think you're helping even more people by doing interviews like this. So, you know, I want to wrap up our time and let you get back to what you're doing. But thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you
so much. I really appreciate it. And honestly, like, if it wasn't for you guys and the fans, like, we wouldn't have been able to make a difference like this. So thank you a lot for following our story and all the support.
Oh, thank you. Macy. Good luck with everything.
Thanks,
thank you, guys. Bye.
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 Okay, we're back. Wow.
That was so cool.
That was great.
That was nice.
I love her.
I mean, how impressive is it that she, you know, how do you handle that? I mean, yeah. Like, think about it. You have thousands of tweets and people mm-hmm. talking. I mean, yeah.
Everywhere you go in public.
Yeah, there's celebrities yeah. out there, obviously, but even if you think about it, movie stars and actors and actresses mm-hmm. on TV shows, we don't know their lives like we know these
right,
guys'
exactly.
lives.
Right, so behind closed doors.
Yeah, I mean, think of, like, you know, the Michael Jacksons of the world that can keep their kids' identities totally secret until right. later right. in life, right. you know, and or everything secret, and we don't even know, and they get to live their life and have their privacy. Right. But, you know, my guess is that Macy doesn't walk around with security guards and right. things protecting her. She gets the most exposure to yeah. any kind of celebrity and has the less
She's so
protection.
Humble about it. She really is. It's so, yeah. so, I mean, we say admirable, but it solidifies everything that I've always thought about her and her character mm-hmm. as being such a responsible young girl and not letting anything get to her head. And
yeah.
it's just so
focusing
great to hear.
On Bentley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And sending a good message. And I think that's really great.
Okay, well, we're gonna start with Macy, but how do you guys feel?
I'm sad.
Like, it's over. It's over, right? I remember seeing tweets from people that were saying, like, I don't want Tuesday to come. Yeah. I don't want Tuesday to come because it'll be the end. What are you saying, Isabel?
It doesn't feel like it's the end.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. And then after watching the episode, I was like, this is a joke. It's not the end. They're playing with us. There's something else coming up.
But
I hope so.
Again, another testimony to the realist reality. It's like, you know what? They can't wrap it up because right. it's, you know, because they didn't write the story.
It's like they're pressing pause on right. our TV. Yeah, life goes on.
Yeah.
We're like, play.
Yeah, we want it to be wrapped up. We're like, we want to know what happens when she's like 60 years old. And yeah. how did it end up?
Yeah, who did you marry?
We got to wait 40 years.
How many kids did you end up having?
Oh, man. So funny. Okay, so this last episode, which I think our overall feeling was, I guess, disappointed. You know, we were kind of let down. Not in the sense of, like, watching a bad show, but
right.
we must have had unrealistic expectations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? We're
yes.
looking season finale. Oh, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good if it's good. But if it's not good, it's not yeah. going to be good.
We know who Amber chose.
Yeah. I'm so curious as to what made them choose to leave off where they did in the series, because it felt like such a strange ending to the series. I mean,
yeah.
I got here tonight and I was telling these guys that I was so disappointed. I mean, not only it was supposed to be an hour and a half, it was only a 40-minute episode with a lot of commercials.
Right.
And
yeah.
The pieces, the segments from each person were so short.
Sure.
And there was no drama. Not that we always need drama, but yeah. it was just such a bizarre ending. It's like, why didn't they do... I mean, I guess it's what the recap is for, but I was like, I want to hear more from the girls. And the
yeah.
fact that this is the finale.
Right.
And
are they going to do a reunion?
Yeah. Two-part reunion.
Two-part.
Oh, so it starts next week.
Yep.
Same time,
great.
Same bat channel,
we'll
right? Same slot. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, so Macy calls on Bentley's birthday, because this is the first one. She doesn't have Bentley.
Right.
And she calls Ryan's mom's house, which is where they're having Bentley's party. And actually, was this was on his birthday day, right?
Yeah, because exactly. It was over the weekend that he had custody. Right. Yes.
So she's bummed out. But anyway, she calls and asks to speak to Bentley. And Bentley immediately says, "Mama, it's my birthday and you can't pick me up." Now, you thought that there was something fishy about that.
I just thought, you know, why would Bentley know that? Or I felt like somebody at his house must have mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, I'm always against Ryan's mom. I can't stand her.
Yeah.
And I felt like when she went to grab him, she's like, make sure she's not going to pick you up. I hope she's not trying to pick you up. Or made a comment.
Yeah.
And that just showed.
Like, you're going to stay here tonight.
Baby gets to hear all these things. And, you know, you think it's just a baby, but he knows what you're talking about. He knows you're talking about his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, you know, he should not be put in the middle of anything like that. I mean, that's horrible for a child. But I wonder, I mean, I don't know. I, you know, children are also conditioned, like, you know, maybe she calls. When she calls, it's like she calls to say, hey, I'm outside.
Outside or something.
And then, so, you know, maybe she doesn't talk to Bentley every time, but she, you know, who's on the phone? Oh, that's your mama. She's outside.
She's outside.
And so when she calls and then, you know, talking to the grandma, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And Bentley's like, who's that? And then she says, oh, it's your mom. Mm-hmm. He's thinking right away, she's outside, because he's used to that. She calls only when to say,
pick
I'm
him
here.
Up. Yeah. You know?
But it could be that, too.
Right.
Totally
right.
could be that, too. But they, you know, I didn't see, were there any decorations at this party? I didn't see. I mean,
I just know there was a lot of presents. Yeah. He got a lot of good gifts.
He was having fun. Okay. Yeah. But I just was like, you know, they were like, this is the best party ever. I'm like, it doesn't look like it.
Top this.
And it was only, like, just intimate with them. It wasn't, like, a big...
But Bentley did care. He was like, let's keep going. Let's keep going. It was really funny. You know, and Macy's at home with Kyle. And just self-pity, just, you know.
I don't blame her when she said what she said.
She had a lot of good points, and it's just, she was kind of reflecting.
Oh, it come like on.
She was,
good points.
She did.
It
I mean, if you look back
points.
In
it
the
was,
series.
It was self-pity. No, that wasn't good points.
I think it was a mom missing her son and the first birthday that she wasn't actually with him.
Yeah.
And if you think back on the series, what she said, I wrote down, she said something about how Ryan only does
helps
things
when he wants to.
Yeah, that's true, but that doesn't mean that, you know, oh, that means because Ryan messed up in the beginning, I get to have my son every birthday. That's why I was like,
but she didn't ask for him on his birthday, and I think that it was just a way of her to deal with it and talk to Kyle about it, and I think that's normal.
Okay, well, was it venting or was it good points?
Both.
Yeah, I think she was just sad that she couldn't be with him and was just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, she, you know what, Macy is definitely somebody who has lots of room to vent, especially by herself or to her boyfriend, because she doesn't do it to Ryan for the most part.
Right.
You know, I think she's guilty of doing a few things that she knows is going to be seen by Ryan or seen by Dallas, mm-hmm. and might create a little bit of drama, but it's very mild. Compared to, like, you know, when we see an Amber and a Gary happening.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's compare that to what Ryan does, because as we mentioned in previous episodes, that the text that he sent Macy saying, I hate you. Yeah. Come on, Ryan. You know it's going to be on TV. You know everyone's going to see that. So put some thought into
it. And you're
going
to have to deal with her for the rest of your life, so you might as well start to deal with it.
Yeah, he definitely. And then in the face of his, you know, extreme behavior, she doesn't match it.
Yeah.
You know, which is, again, very admirable for her.
But what I was going to say is, I feel like Macy has always been one of the girls where, aside from Farrah, she is almost, like, addicted to Bentley. Like, she's never... Don't forget, she dropped classes to be with him in previous seasons. And it was kind of like... And in this season, she actually says, I know I have to let go a little.
Yeah, that's what she told, like, the counselor or whatever.
Because she's always on him.
Yeah.
It's like, she can't be away.
Yeah.
She is. And, I mean, she's got a lot to deal with. She's got a lot to deal with because, you know, Ryan is predictably difficult. You know, he is just, and sometimes for no reason at all. And we finally see, okay, because so Dallas went from someone who we were a little annoyed with in previous episodes,
mm-hmm.
right, sitting in the car
to
listening
making some good points.
And saying stuff, to coming through with some kind of wisdom here.
Yeah, yes. Somebody from the outside with a different
Loved
perspective, because, you know, the parents aren't going to say that shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I still stick by the dad. I agree, the dad is always it's like it's almost like he knows what kind of wife he has, so he just ignores her and doesn't directly tell her in her face.
Right.
He just says, "Well, you know, you might want to think about it this way."
Yeah,
so I love that. I love that he does that.
He's kind of like the mediator.
Yes, and Dallas did the same thing this episode, and I loved it. And you saw Ryan's face, like, oh.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Dallas is showed a little like backbone here, even with when the dad.
Oh yeah, to the dad.
Like dropped his name at the end of the sentence. Like he said, "Why would you want to live together?" He said, "Because we love each other, Larry." Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's almost to, you know, rude a little bit, but it was just, but she didn't say anything rude. She just spoke up, you know, like she had backbone.
Yeah.
But the stuff she said to Ryan, you know, well, what about if we lived together? You know, would that be so bad? It'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Ryan knew that Dallas was going to say that in front of his parents and the camera.
Yeah.
Because,
he didn't want that to be brought up because they haven't been together that long.
Exactly. So, yeah, what does she mean? We talked about it. Meaning, I asked you, Ryan, the other day, remember I said it, and then you didn't say anything like you always do.
Yeah.
I said, "What do you think about us living together?" He said, "Where are we eating tonight?"
And then she made a good point, being like, if you're going to give Macy a hard time, then she's just going to give you a hard time back. Like, you both need to be civil, or else it's just going to be an ongoing
fight.
Because
he actually said, "I hope that the courts can stop, hopefully they can stop her and Kyle from living together." Like,
he didn't say hopefully. He was asked, "Does it bother you?" And he said, "I mean, I don't care. But if they can stop it, okay."
But didn't he say hopefully?
No, not hopefully.
Did we have to run the tape back?
Yes, we do. Because it wasn't hopefully. And I don't think he explained it, but I just think he wanted to say, you know, this is probably the only way I can get Bentley 50-50. Because he knows there's no other reason.
Yeah.
Macy has nothing behind her that's, you know, it's going to make a judge say, yep, you deserve 50-50.
And then here comes the dad saying, you know, if you get 50-50, you're going to get 50-50.
Uh-huh. You know what that means.
Like, you know, 50-50 means 50-50, right?
Right.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to commit?
We know that the mom would take care of that.
Yeah.
She's the one that always wants him. She's the one that always says, call and get him. She's the
it's
one that's
always been that
always,
way.
Yeah,
but you know what? And as much as it's good for Bentley to be with both sides of his family, that's just a bad situation.
Exactly.
If the grandma is the mom, you know, that's just not the
best. And let's not forget, in the past seasons, I don't think we saw, actually we saw a little in this season too, where Macy knew that he was leaving Bentley at home to go out.
Yeah.
So she said, "I'm not leaving him with your parents. He's supposed to be with his dad."
But you know what? Like, do we know for sure that it was, like, in Bentley's prime time? I mean, or was it like, hey, he's getting ready to go to bed in a half hour, 15
it
minutes, and I'm going out?
It doesn't matter.
If the baby's asleep, you can go do
it
what you want to do.
It doesn't matter. No, no, no.
Are you
serious? If he lived on his own, who would be watching Bentley?
Wait, hold on. Are you serious about that?
I agree with you.
You too?
I do. And I also think that you have to think about it, because he, in earlier seasons, he didn't have Bentley that often. So the few times that he did have him a month, let's say, if he chose those nights to go out.
Wait a minute. If the baby is gone, is sleeping.
He does, but
okay,
Bentley's
but
never
forget.
There.
But what if Bentley wakes up in the middle of the night and you literally have him for 2 days? Like, you
don't
can't stay
forget.
In
that
two
was
days.
Her argument. She was like, you have him for 2 days.
But he's got him for weekend days, right?
Suck it
every
up.
Every other weekend. We're not doing every weekend here. And who cares?
Well, all I'm saying is,
I agree.
I don't think you can hate on the dad for going out if the baby sleeps.
I'm sorry.
That's my opinion.
Yes, you can.
I don't think that's...
I think it's pretty immature.
It is.
Damn. Three
it's
against
like
one.
Mom has them Monday through Friday. I have them on weekend, so I need my time.
You guys just... You know what? You guys are a bunch of slut puppies.
Oh, my God. Slut puppies. I mean...
Which brings us to Amber. Oh, my God. Gary the asshole.
Gary, what were you thinking?
He antagonizes her and...
You guys aren't slut puppies.
Enables her.
But I don't know.
He, like, presses her buttons.
Okay, so he's pressing her buttons, and it looks like he's doing it consciously and enjoying
it. Definitely.
And
today's not
it.
A good day, Amber. Every time she asks.
Yeah, he said that before, and it's like, you know what? I just felt like that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do to this girl is to just flippantly deny her daughter to her. Mm-hmm. Because her daughter is really, you know what, I never bought that she was doing anything to get back with Gary. You know, I mean, they said it, you know, stuff, but we all knew that it was just
right.
a horrible idea.
Toxic.
Yeah. Right.
But I do still believe that she genuinely loves her daughter, and that her
yeah,
daughter was really the reason she was able to do anything good. You
yeah.
know, like, go through the...
I'm like,
the,
like what?
Well, she did...
How she tried to fix herself, you mean?
Yeah. You know, and then, remember, there's been a couple of times where we've been actually really impressed with what she said and how she spoke to people.
This episode, yes, I would agree
right?
with
Tell,
you.
Right? Talk about that, Isabel.
I mean, this episode, I think that Amber impressed me. There was a few times where I thought, oh, my gosh, she would have killed herself by now. Mm-hmm. Or she would have gone out there and mm-hmm. beat Gary. Like, drove to his house. And
broke his windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, she started conversations as nice as she could, and then I wanted to jump on TV and scream at Gary myself. I was just like, how is she controlling herself?
Speaking yeah. of, did you guys, and this is kind of on a side note, but I was reading a lot of articles in the news and headlines about how Farrah tweeted about Gary and how rude he was and how he needed to focus on Leah. And Gary lashed back and commented on how she needed to not be such a rude person and talked about how her cookies sucked and Ooh. Said, why don't you go have another single? And out poked at her single, and then she went back, and this went back and forth,
yeah.
and then he eventually deleted his tweets and apologized to Farrah
yeah.
on his Twitter and said, that's not the person that I am. I shouldn't have gone that far. Can you believe it? Gary, come on.
Yeah, that is the person you are.
Yeah.
Oh, and yes, and then he commented and said, if you keep up with your attitude, you'll end up alone or something. Just really rude.
Yeah,
just like him.
God. Yeah, Gary, that's the person that he is until he says sorry afterwards, and then he's not the person
mm-hmm.
until
yeah.
the next time when he is that person again.
Which right. he has shown us through this episode how he dealt with Amber.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. his pattern, you know. He gets emotional and then he reacts, and his is scarier. Well, not scarier than Amber's, got nothing scarier than Amber's, but but his is, like, you know, a little worrisome because it's so calm. And, you know, like, when he was talking to Amber, I was shocked because
right.
I'm thinking, how can you calmly say such horrible things?
Yes.
Like how evil is that you're
yeah.
enjoying this?
Yeah.
And this is one of the guys we've defended in past
I know.
Like, seasons where we're like, oh, Gary, because he has always had his daughter.
Well, he couldn't
but,
stand
oh
it
gosh.
That Amber, in the first, you know, in the first minute of the show, Amber had a new date, and then the next 5 minutes it said Amber's date, then it said Amber's boyfriend
yeah.
in the very next scene. And he just called her, you know, they had the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the birthday party. After the court date
yeah.
together. I thought that was a great idea. I thought
Same.
It was wonderful they were working together.
Mm-hmm. For Leah.
Yes. Like, you're doing it for Leah. And then you guys can be in the same room. And then he
sends a picture of the party.
It was so cold. He
so
knew
mean.
She was going to call. He knew it was going to hurt her.
Right.
You know, and it's all because, and then he, but see, that's the thing. It's like, he's dangerous because he knows why he's doing it. And he tells her, he goes, you messed up us doing a party together because you got a boyfriend.
He's just, and that's, I think, why Farrah tweeted what she did, saying that he was so selfish, and he was just doing that and saying what he was
all
for himself.
I think of the last episode with Farrah scaring that guy, and I'm like, how does she even dare to tweet Gary?
Yeah.
It's like, you were selfish.
Well, do we call her selfish? I mean, do we call her selfish,
well,
or do we just say...
nice.
I don't know, man.
I'm being nice, because that's just a
There's
cycle.
Not, yeah, okay, so,
cycle.
Okay, good to be nice. It's good to be nice. So, and then, you know, plain old Amber calls.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Plain on the cell phone.
He even,
really?
Caller ID.
He even changed the caller ID, her contact.
Unreal.
Display name,
no,
and showed it to the camera.
That. It's been that. It's been that past season.
Has
it's
it?
Not,
past episodes. It's been
plain
that.
Old Amber?
Yes.
That is
and
do you know what the significance is?
No.
He's
yeah, I do, because we're best friends. No, I don't know. But I've seen it in other episodes, and I was always wondering, because they blur her name out, which I'm like, why do you
yeah,
blur her name?
We got
name?
The A and the M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They blurred out the burr.
What I thought at first when I saw that is, after rehab, Gary commented multiple times to his mom about how she's the same Amber, and she didn't change at all.
Right.
So I'm thinking, did he change that after she came back to rehab? Like,
I've
was it new
that.
Amber? And then he changed it to same old Amber?
Well, after their
but
first fight.
But it didn't say same old, it said plain old.
Oh, plain old.
Ugh. I don't know. We should... No, he won't tweet us about answer that.
So, weren't you guys disappointed when you thought at the end you were going to see an update about her now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, that's I feel like with her story, they could have had a different ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have a whole...
You know, could have included the juicy details.
Like, instead of 15 minutes of commercials.
I'm trying to think of one of the shows I watch where, like, at the very end, you get to see what happened to them or where they're...
Yeah.
Intervention.
Yep, intervention. And true life.
So-and-so is dead.
Or relapse, yeah.
Amber would be the best intervention there ever
was. Relapse, and then relapse, and then ended in jail.
She would spontaneously explode. Like, she would just explode in an intervention. She would just be like, you know.
Well, we can obviously see why Amber didn't have any help getting to a better point. Yes. Hearing what Gary had to say to her, one of the comments I wrote down after he called her a slut puppy and then a whore, he said, if you want to see your daughter again, you'll shut the fuck up. And she started hyperventilating, crying
fell
on
the couch.
And as I was mentioning earlier to you guys, it was just really hard to see Amber in such a low state with Gary on the phone after he was done yelling and being really cruel, saying, Amber, are you there? Can you hear me? Like, he needed to continue and just to make sure that she was still listening to all the shitty things he was saying.
Yeah.
So inappropriate.
Well, because, you know, he runs
that part was
breath.
Hard to watch.
So he didn't want to run out of breath for no reason.
You know, it was sort of unbelievable. It was so bad.
Yeah.
You know,
it was like
he didn't. It's like he must not realize what a big deal this is. Right.
He did say, though, after the fact
to his friend, right?
Yeah. He said that he acknowledged how bad he was.
He was too mean.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
How many times?
You know what? Too little too late, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be on
like,
TV.
Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in his confession to his friend, which is what I had next, confessed to his friend doesn't believe him.
Yeah.
His friend's like, dude, okay, so you're saying... You know, you were mean, you took it too far, you really don't want anything ever to happen to Amber, and she was really upset, and he goes, oh, it broke my heart. He's like, as much as I want to believe you, dude, he goes, I just don't, but prove me wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
That was nice to hear.
Prove me wrong. And honestly, so much happened between the end of the show and Amber now, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what Gary did right or wrong in all these months since then.
Hopefully he'll be in the series recap next week. I'd love to see him to hear what he has to say about everything.
I think you're going to have Amber from prison.
What if she, like,
on, like, Skyped?
She might use her one phone call.
I think that would be cool.
Wow.
I'm sure she wants to say her side of it.
I'm so drunk.
If she had...
No, that was for the episode. Oh. I had wine by myself and watched the series finale, and I bawled, like, four times. It was so ridiculous.
Everything.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but that was, like, Tuesday, right?
Okay. No, this was 2 hours ago.
Okay, so let's move on to... you know what? Let's do Farrah. Really quick, because it was boring.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end up with...
Nothing much to tell.
Caitlin Tyler. Yeah, look, we got...
We saw her sister.
Again. Yeah, that was nice.
Who's engaged, or was she proposed to, and she said no?
Did Farrah say, are you sure you want to marry a guy like that?
Yeah.
Did she? I missed that.
But then she says, anyone that proposes to me.
To me, I'm going to say yes.
You had a chance, Ed. She said, I don't care how lame the proposal is.
Yep. She said, it's better to have a ring and just work through it.
She wants it that bad.
You know what, though? That's just like, that's just like a child not knowing what she wants. I mean, come on. But you know what? Watch out. She's dating somebody right now. She's got a boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Crystal updated us last week.
Yeah, as we've read, at least that's the latest.
Well,
we know why now.
You know, yeah.
She's like, you want to date me? Okay.
In 2 months, I'm going to come back to this question right here. You need to be going to thrift shops looking for rings.
Two months. How long?
A month and a half.
A month and a half.
Well, that's true. She went to the question, but that was just to warn him that in 2 months you should know.
Right.
Also, I had a question. Why was she in Omaha? I thought her mom lived in Iowa. Did she move to Omaha?
Omaha, Iowa.
She's definitely from Iowa because I've looked it up, and that's where she shot the first few seasons.
What? But the mom and dad are divorced, right? So
that's why. So she moved to Omaha.
I mean,
we didn't see the dad at all.
Yeah,
no,
dad
not
at
he
all.
Hasn't been around for
and
a while.
Yeah, he hasn't been around for a while. And
he just helped her move, and it was peace out.
I don't know my Midwestern geography. Yeah. Maybe like Omaha's like right there.
Must be by it. I know Iowa's at the top.
I thought Omaha was the airport's name.
Like Nebraska.
The name of the airport.
It
said welcome to Omaha.
Yeah.
It did say welcome to Omaha, Omaha International.
She was pretty boring. I mean, she also made a comment about the dad, didn't she? about how it was hard.
Derek?
Yeah, didn't she say something about him?
Well, okay, we should give credit where this was one of the tearful moments for Drunk Crystal.
Yes, it was. Can I tell?
Sure.
Okay, so I cried when Farrah got to the airport and went through the spinning doors, and she saw Sophia, and that she was, cried. And it was the first time that we've really seen her. Well, not the first time we've seen her cry, but the first time
she cries
that
all the time.
We've seen her cry happy tears.
Yes.
And
yeah.
For such a good reason.
And joy.
It was so sweet. And yeah. Yes, I cried.
Yeah, it was. Well, yeah, and then, well, and the other one, I guess, was sort of sweet, too, because when she was talking about when Derek proposed to her, mm-hmm. and she just didn't really
care.
She didn't understand. She didn't value it, and she gave the ring back. And, you know, she was tearful remembering that.
Yeah.
And she regretted it.
It has to be so, so incredibly hard. I cannot even imagine. I still have to read her book and, mm-hmm. and yeah. try and understand what she went through.
I want to read it.
I can't imagine losing someone that close to you so abruptly.
Going through that whole thing alone while mourning.
It takes a lot.
And having to admit to yourself that, you know, she pushed him for no real reason.
Yeah.
She lied to him. She didn't even get to spend the last few days with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of that. And a little part of that, I can see how she can hold grudges against her parents. Like, help me do that to him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's got to be extremely hard.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Caitlin and Tyler, you know, really, we could almost, you know, it's funny to me that when, you know, it's the show is Teen Mom and... You know, each section starts out with the girl's name going across the screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really, the Caitlin and Tyler show is really just the Tyler show.
Yeah.
You know, they should put Tyler.
Or
know?
Like Tyler Butch. And Butch.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Butch, we want a spinoff.
And the dogs.
Dude, we want.
I would not. That is just about as bad as Honey Boo Boo Child. I don't need a spinoff.
Don't. You know, we would have wanted to watch have cameras when Butch went to Detroit mm-hmm. and what happened. Because remember, he got in fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, oh man.
I see who updated his haircut, who trimmed it for him, all that would be great.
Be like, okay, so you go to the barber or you go to your friend's house, and what do you tell him? Leave it long in the back. just cut a little off the top.
Business in front, party in back.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Like, he actually has to tell him, or maybe the guy just knows.
He just knows. It's been like, going out for that many years. He's like, don't touch it.
No, I remember, like, the first few times where I would pay for my own haircut, I would come home and tell my mom how much I pay, and she'd be like, so they were clothes? Or what? She just felt like you still look the same.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so in the beginning they rehashed the same old stuff with the mom, you know, about mm-hmm. Butch saying he liked drugs more than, you know. And I think that was just a moment of real honesty with Butch, and I think it was a way for him to say, look, you guys need to just not associate yourself with me because I'm no good. I'm not going to ever love you more than cocaine. And I'm so, you know, I'm so messed up by it that I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's so.
But she's still not 100% sure we're going to divorce him. You hear her? She had doubt in her mind.
She needs to go.
She's like, I know that's what I should do, but I just love him so much. Like, come on, he physically assaulted you.
But we
wake
also
up.
Know that, you know, as of now, she obviously wasn't doing well herself.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, we had Angry Tyler.
I know. I was like, I've never seen him because I watched it with a friend who's never seen the show, and she was just like, this guy is so mean. I'm like, he's not, though.
Yeah,
this is like a really rare episode. Like, he's seriously the nicest, like, level-headed guy normally.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, I'll exaggerate it and say he was beating up dogs and yelling and
so mad.
And yelling and cussing in front of the baby.
Yeah.
And,
making
you know,
the baby cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, okay. We should address a couple of concerns we have about editing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, Crystal caught something very important, which maybe some of our viewers and listeners caught. The scene in the trailer when the dog went number two on the rug.
Yeah.
And Tyler gets mad and takes the dog out and rubs his nose in it and is yelling at the dog. And the baby is over in the corner covering his mouth like he's in shock. He's an adult in shock, right? Going, but the next scene when he's coming back, after he comes back in the house, the baby's got his, you know, hands in his face in his hands, and he's crying, but he's got, doesn't have pajamas. Jeans on anymore. He had jeans on before, and he's got his pajamas on.
Yeah.
But they made it seem like he was crying because Tyler scolded the dog.
Right. So MTV, what are you doing to us? Because as Ed is explaining, if you go back and watch the episode, it's just the audio of Nick crying with the video of Tyler outside. And then right when he comes back in, Nick has different pants on, as you mentioned. And it's like, was he really crying because of that? Or did he just not want to go to bed? And Caitlin said, it's time to go to bed. And he started crying.
Yeah.
You know? We'll never know. We'll never know.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know he wasn't outside that long with the dog. He just put him outside and then came right back in.
Yeah, went out, yelled at him, and came back in.
And when Tyler was walking back into their trailer, there is no crying.
There's no crying.
There's no crying. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and I don't know, because it would have been easy for them to just, you know, run the audio of the crying over it.
And I could see Tyler going in there like, what happened? And she saying, well, you caused this. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tyler... one of the things that's so impressive still about him is that, you know, he's mature, but this episode we saw him, like Annie was saying, act out in a way we haven't seen.
Right.
But still, he's still self-aware and self-reflective. And you know what? He doesn't just try to deal with it alone. He goes to the therapist.
Yeah.
Who Isabel didn't like the therapist.
I cried during this. This was the last, of course, was crying at the end of the episode.
Yes.
But
the therapist doesn't give much insight. She just she says like one sentence, but I guess
I want to know.
She's like, that sucks.
That's how it's supposed to be. My sister's a psychologist, and they're supposed to let them bring it out themselves. Like, they have to figure it out on their own.
But, you know,
but she's like, well, it's just frustrating to me.
Yes, that was the worst
part. I'm like, that's not helping.
This is what's so frustrating. You love your dad, and he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't love you back. Like, gee, thanks, I know.
Like, you need to give some help to that.
She needs to learn how to just rephrase what he's saying.
Yeah. I thought it was really healthy that he wrote the letter and got all of his feelings out and everything like that. I thought that was good.
I wonder, do you think he sent the letter?
No. I think he did.
Yeah? Okay. Well, as we hear, we are finishing our show. We're going to wrap up.
Oh, one comment, quickly. Yes. Sorry, I just want to say that Tyler did tweet about this episode, and he apologized and said, I didn't beat the dog, I swear. So.
Oh, good. I didn't think he did.
He did.
We still like you, Tyler.
What did he hit?
Even if he did, it's okay.
Oh, God. He's not that cute. He's not dog beater cute.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so we...
Huh?
No, we're going to skip it because we got music playing. So we're done, but we had Macy, and it was awesome.
Yeah, thank you again, Macy.
Farrah came into
Don't forget
studio.
Us on iTunes. I'm your host, Ed Bowling. You can tweet me at Ed Bowling. Annie?
At Annie Demian on Twitter. Crystal at Crystal Lee on Twitter.
And now at Disney360. I remembered it.
Good job. But we're going to be back next week, guys, because we've got to do recap discussions and recap shows.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.